Okay, so just before I begin this, I want to go back to what I discussed, finished 3 weeks ago. So, I don't have it in front of me, which is fine. But 3 weeks we're talking about saying Kriya Shema, and we're speaking about saying, that once there is an obligation for Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim, see, even though there's not necessarily an obligation for a lady to say the words of Kriya Shema itself, but there's an obligation for Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim, at least in the heart. So obviously the best way to go ahead and to put your heart in the right place is by saying the words. So at that point we spoke about Birchas Kriya Shema itself. And at that time, Gemara points out that if someone does not say Birchas Kriya Shema, there's something lacking in their Kriya Shema. Now, so let's say, for example, someone goes ahead and does another mitzvah, like lulav nesro, eating matzah on Pesach, eating matzah Pesach night. So, and he doesn't make the bracha of achilas matzah, okay? The mitzvah is the same. You missed out on making a bracha, but it doesn't affect the mitzvah in any way. However, if someone did not say birchas kriya shema, right, then the mitzvah has been affected. And for that reason, let's say I ate matzah on Pesach night, and I didn't make a bracha, I can't go ahead afterwards and make another bracha, and eat it again. Because once I did the mitzvah, it's over. You know, so making mitzvahs, when it comes to Kriya Shema, even if I said Kriya Shema, right, and then let's say I got up early and wanted to say it before shul, right, I can go ahead and say the birchas Kriya Shema again afterwards. And then say Kriya Shema, then say a second time. In other words, so Kriya Shema is very different. Kriya Shema is really the only mitzvah where if you did the mitzvah already, you can still do the mitzvah again and say the brachos with it. And the question is why. So my uncle, and that's in the end of the Daf Makoros, he points out that the reason is...
You can say the brachos again, or you can say Kriya Shema?
No, Kriya Shema you can say as many times as you want.
Right.
But in other words, in regard to a regular mitzvah, once I said did the mitzvah once,
right,
and if I want to do the mitzvah again, I can't say the bracha again. I can't say the bracha at all.
So I can wake up at 5:30 in the morning and say Birchos Kriya Shema Shema.
No. You can say wake up at 5:30 in the morning and say Shema. And then when
okay,
you...
Okay, so that's it. So you can't say the brachos.
No, you can't say the brachos. Okay. But I'm saying, let's say, for example, you got up in the morning and you washed the tilos yadayim, right? And again, I'm not really sure how this works, okay? Because, you didn't make a bracha, and then it's 11 o'clock, oh my gosh, I didn't make a bracha, right? You can't wash the tilos yadayim again and make a bracha again. You can't do that. Or let's say, for example, when it comes to eating, you wash your hands until you die in, and you dry your hands, you sit down, you make hamotzi, and you say, I make a bracha. You can't go back and make a bracha anymore. You did the mitzvah. When it comes to Kriya Shema, if you went ahead and you said Kriya Shema in the morning, and then you want to, because let's say you want to say Kriya Shema as early as possible, and then you go to shul, and you want, then you say Kriya Shema again. So, since you didn't say the brachas again, you can say Birchas Kriya Shema. So Kriya Shema is the only mitzvah where the brachas, if you did the mitzvah already, you can still do it again with the brachas.
Is that only Birchas Mitzvah or also Birchas Nehanim?
Well, Birchas Nehanim, in other words, once you finish eating, right?
No, I mean, let's say you smelled something and you said, oh, I should have made a bracha. Can you actually?
So, if you go ahead and you smell it again, right? You smell it again. But once it's over, you can't... You can't make a bracha. So the question is why. So my uncle pointed out because the point of Kriya Shema is to have kavana, right? So if I do a mitzvah and I have no kavana for the mitzvah, okay, it's not the greatest mitzvah in the world, but I'm yotzei the mitzvah. But in regard to Kriya Shema, if you're saying Kriya Shema, you don't have kavana, you missed out, right? And therefore, he says, the brachas are in order to go ahead and to enable us to have the most kavana possible. If we think about the brachas. He says, let's say, for example, in the morning. In the morning, so there are three brachas that we say in the morning. We say the bracha of Yotzer Or, we say the bracha of Avarabba, and we say the bracha at the end, at between Shmonat Kriya Shema and Shmoneh Esrei. And he says, if you look at the first bracha, the first bracha is all about God. It's all about God. About how God runs the world, Yotzer Ma'oros. Right? So what's the point? The point is to realize, this world's God's world, right? And therefore I have to accept what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. And that's the first parsha of Kriya Shema, Kabbalat al Malchus Shemayim. Right? So the first bracha is to make sure we have the right kavanah in regard to Kabbalat al Malchus Shemayim. The second bracha is about the keeping mitzvos, learning Torah, and that's the second parsha of Kriya Shema, which is Kabbalat Ol Mitzvos. And the third bracha speaks about all the miracles God did for us. We left Mitzrayim, right? Which is really the last parsha of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the brachas are in order to enable somebody to go ahead and to really makayim mitzvah Kriya Shema in the most proper way. And therefore, if someone is trying to Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim, so there's no question that the parshas of Kriya Shema and the brachas go together, and therefore it's important to say the brachas of Kriya Shema too. Okay, so that was from 3 weeks ago. Now today I want to start. This is really three parts to this series. I mean, Mirtz Hashem. So what we'll do is we'll do this week and next week on Birchas Hashachar. And then I think the week after that is Erev Chanukah.
Yeah.
I think so. So everyone, there's still school then. So there's no reason not to have the shiur. Okay, so we'll so then maybe that day we'll discuss the whole idea of when Man Chuyavos and Hallel, right? And then the week after we'll do Birchas HaTorah. So the question is in regard to Birchas HaShachar. All right. Now we saw last week, and I want to spend some time talking about it, is that ladies are mechuyavos in Birchas HaShachar. Okay, and the Shulchan Aruch discusses that. You look at source number one, Simen Mem Vav. So Siv Dalid. So the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch says, Tzarech Levarech B'chol Yom, and we'll look at this. We'll focus on this next week. So you have to make a bracha every day. Shelo Asani Oved Kochavim, Shelo Asani Oved, Shelo Asani Isha. We'll deal with that next week. And then the Rama adds Vafilu Ger. He says, and even a Ger, he says is able to go should make these brachas. All right. How he says, Yach levarech kach, aval lo yomar shlo sani akum, she hari hoya akum mitchila. He shouldn't make that bracha. We'll talk about this next week. V'hanoshim mevarchos, and women make the bracha shesani kirtzona. So we'll deal with this next week. However, the fact that Rama adds that noshim mevarchos, that means that ladies are mechuyavos to make this bracha also. Okay, so if you look at source number two, so that's a Shulchan Aruch doesn't say necessarily the ladies are mechuyavos to make these brachas, but in fact the Rama adds that a lady makes the bracha shasani kirtzono, right? That implies that the mechuyavos are going to make all these brachas. The Mishnah Berura. So in source number two, at least we saw the last week we saw in regard to Pesukei Zimra that women are mechuyavos to go ahead and to say Pesukei Zimra. And we mentioned Rekiva Eger, who says that since the Mechuyavos to Davin, and Davin, Pesukah de Zimra is the introduction to Davin, they say Pesukah de Zimra. And then he says, Le'inyin Birchas HaShachar. Second line, as far as Birchas HaShachar is concerned, the whole slew of brachas you make in the morning, L'chora tolu izeh, so L'chora, this depends, im neima, da brachas ha'elu yeshalem hazman. Because these brachos have a zman. They have a zman. Is there a zman to them, or there's no zman? Same a whole day. Ayin le'elbasov simon nunbeis in Mishnah Berura. We'll come to that. Ve'alach v'tzorachiyin u'mistima salashna tor shalchar simon memvav siv dalid u'beprat me'lavusham ayin sham mashma mevarchos birchos hashachar kumo anashim. So from the fact that the Shulchan Aruch mentioned the Rama added on about in terms of Nashim Baruch Hashem Kitzono, that must mean that the make Berachas Shachar like is mentioned. V'ulam kol zeh kasavnu le'in chiyuv. This is far as a chiyuv is concerned. And this is disgusting. He says as far as obligation, and they're probably chayavos. Avol pshita, he says, as I mentioned in the past, that yicholas v'ham shichilavatzo, they can go ahead and accept the chiyuv by themselves and to baruch Berachas Kriya Shema, which is probably a good idea. But he says the Mishnah Berura says that a person should go ahead, and it could be that they're chayavos to make the Berachas HaShachar, and it all depends whether or not there is a time frame warmer. Do you say it's just a mitzvah you do in the daytime, or it is a time? So let's say, for example, you only have until 12 o'clock in the afternoon to say Birchas HaShachar. then it's not Mitzvah Shazman Grama. But if you have a whole day, right, so then it's not Mitzvah Shazman Grama. So let's see what halacha is in regard to that. So Shulchan Aruch says like this: So a person should go ahead and say all the brachos that you're obligated to say in the morning. Right? That's he says. No, what is this talking about? Let's say, for example, someone late to shul, and he will come back to this in a few minutes. He came late to shul, and he walks into shul, and he realizes, oh my gosh, if I don't go ahead and I don't skip something, I'm going to miss Tefillah v'Tzibur. So what you can skip? So he says, So the halacha is that there are certain brachas you have to say before davening. And that's Elokai Neshama, that's Birchas HaTorah, and that's, I think, Al Tehillas Yadayim. That you have to say those brachas before davening. And the reason is because if you don't say them before davening, you can't say them after davening. Because when you say Mechai HaMesim, that covers Elokai Neshama. And when you say Birchas Avarava, that covers Birchas HaTorah. And therefore, since you have to make all these brachas every day, you should say these brachas before davening. But everything else you can skip. However, you can say it after davening. Say after davening. The Mishnah Brura says in source number 4, Kol HaBrachos, Ba'ayim v'sefer Maimer Mordechai v'sefer Nar Shalom, the Zman Kol HaBrachos Hu Kol Yom B'Dievet. So the Maimer Mordechai says that. So what's until what time do you have to make all the rest of these brachos? So the Maimon Mordechai says you can make it a whole day if you miss it. V'chein kasever meister rabel hagra v'hosef sham od yoser the gra adds on and says you can even say it a little bit laila shas hashena. Now there is the bracha. I will explain in a few minutes why that you have a whole day to say. And he says, and if you're up till 2 o'clock in the morning, you can make it till 2 o'clock in the morning.
So then it's not an
association. Right. He says, the near lead the mchatpaso shina. He says, but let's say you're exhausted and you fall asleep even if you fall asleep at 6 o'clock, let's say for example you're exhausted, you fall asleep at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, right? And next thing you know, it's 10 o'clock at night. And that doesn't happen today, but it could happen, you never know, right? So he says, then you really can't make the bracha, because then your day is really over. You can't go ahead and so he says you can't make a bracha hamavr shenoi. When we call makom, he says, person should be careful to say the brachas before dalet shos and the zman tefila. But if you forget, you can make it to chatzos. Could many achronim say that you can say that all the brachas shachar till chatzos? But he says, and those who want to go ahead and say the brachas shachar after chatzos are able to go ahead and are able to say it till shkia. Now I'll just say one thing. So I have to tell you, you have to always realize in life that you're always learning. Okay? There's a very beautiful story that I heard from David Applebaum, Shamim Kum Damo, that my father was very, 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 very anti-abortion. Very anti-abortion. Very outspoken. And he came to my father for a kula. He would never give a kula. And then towards the end of his life, back at the end of the sugi itself, he didn't give up shak. He said, go speak to the Tzitz Eliezer. So David Applebaum asked him, obviously there was a reason why they were doing this. It wasn't like stop, just wanted an abortion. He says, Rebbe, you were so outspoken against abortion. What happened? He says, I forgot who it was. He says, I thought the Rambam was very much against abortion, and then I was learning, and he said, certain angle in the Rambam wasn't that way. And he says, I don't know anymore. So someone has a very serious reason why, I go speak to Tzitz Eliezer. So David Alman said, but Rebbe, I don't understand. You're so outspoken. He says, you live and you learn, and you realize sometimes making many mistakes. I don't know, right? Why am I telling this to you? So I was just actually learning with my students, Halachas Tevila, and I saw this halacha, and it said, if you come late to davening, you should say Birchas HaShachar after davening. So I said, okay, one of my challenges is that I come late to davening sometimes. I don't come that late. I walk in 6:18 maybe, right? So I figured, better say all of Sukkot to Zimra and do Birchas HaShachar after davening. So fine, great. I did it once. Because the first day, I did that. I did it twice. The first day I did it, it all worked out. The second day I did it. And I'm coming home from teaching in the evening or after Shkia. Says, oh my gosh, I didn't say Berachas HaShachar. Okay? And it was after Shkia. So if it had been before Shkia, I would have relied on it. Shibura says it, I would have said it. But after Shkia, I couldn't say it anymore. But there are sheets that say it. You can say it, that you actually can, the gross is you can even say it at night until you fall asleep. Yeah?
So if someone stays up all night learning, why can't he say it in the morning?
Say what?
Okay.
It's a machlokas. In the bottom line is, if you had no other way, you probably could. All right, you probably could. Okay, so now we'll speak. We'll hopefully speak that. So that question is like this. Now coming back to this issue. So the question is, okay. So before we ask, are they mechuyavos or not mechuyavos? Should they say? Should they not say? Rav Melamed takes the approach. It's no shaila. They're not that it's something you should say. Everyone has to say Birchas HaShachar. The Gemara is not here. He says, what's the proof? The proof is like this. This is very important to understand. He says, halacha is that when you eat something, you have to make a bracha. And if a person doesn't make a bracha when they eat something, what just happened?
He stole.
The Gemara says you stole. Someone who eats without making a bracha, not only you steal, you stole from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you stole from the Jewish people and the world. Why? Because every time you make a bracha, you bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world, and you affect the world. And if you don't make a bracha, you affect the world also. So he says, the reason why we make a bracha in the morning is because it's like eating, we're benefiting from something. We open up our eyes, we see something. He says, Malvi Sharumim, we put on clothes, we're benefiting from the fact that we have clothes. It's not a simple thing that we have clothes. Remember, that's what Yaakov Avinu asked for in the Barja yesterday. He said, Vega Bilbosh. We don't think about it. We put on clothes. He said, no, it's Kosma Kadosh Baruch Hu. Zokhi Kapufu, we can stand up straight. How many people that can't stand up straight? These brachas are very important, and you should know that really Me'ikar Adin. And this is what the Rambam's psak is, that you make these brachas as soon as they happen. As soon as they happen. Really, it's a little bit more difficult because, you know, we have to make an altil shadayim in the morning, but really you're supposed to make these brachas as soon as they happen. Shasali kol tzarki. So when you go ahead, you put in your shoes, you're most supposed to make that bracha. Ozer b'gevura. So again, what does that mean? That could be putting on a belt. You're supposed to make these brachas. I don't do that. I make the brachas in the morning. After I'm dressed, I'm in the kitchen, after I wash until Shadayim, I'm back at bracha, that's when I make this brachas. My father, he made all the brachas in the bedroom. Okay, all the brachas in the bedroom. I would hear him make all the brachas in the bedroom. You know, as certain things, as he was doing them, he would make those brachas, like the Rambam says. And because of that, he actually did not make one bracha. Which bracha didn't he make? There's one bracha. He actually didn't make two brachas. But which bracha didn't he make? He didn't make the bracha Asher Nasan Lasech Vivina because he didn't hear roosters going. He still didn't mop the shemesh. He might have heard roosters because I used to hear roosters. The problem is that bracha you can make 2 o'clock in the morning sometimes. We had somebody with a rooster in our building a while ago. He can make those brachas 2 o'clock in the morning. But the problem is, by the way, it's not the problem with the rooster, the problem with us, because the roosters make brachas when they see lights. And that's why they make the roosters crow at 2 o'clock in the morning, because they see lights all over the place. That's the reason why. But another bracha they make, which maybe I'll mention next week, is not only of Koach, because that bracha is not mentioned by Chazal. But other brachas, I make that bracha. I actually make both brachas today. What are different stages of my life? But he made the brachas as they were happening. Why do I make the brachas as they were happening? Because that's really the halacha. Okay, we don't do that today.
Right. So people would say, okay, before they wash the
tools. So it's a very difficult question, but in the old days, why don't we make brachas in the morning? Because we're afraid that we went ahead and we touched something in our bodies at night and we have to end brachas, okay? In the olden days, for some reason, they had a certain control. They knew what they were doing. I don't understand how that worked. So that's my father. He didn't do that, obviously. He would wash first. I'm going to tell you that I'll just tell you the most amazing thing is I'm sure you're not, you didn't think about it, but I would hear my father make the brachas, okay? And I was in another room, okay? At certain times, when I woke up early, right? And my father and mother slept in the same room, and my mother slept through it all. She got used to it. I don't know, you know. but that's the halacha. Halacha is that you make the bracha, as it's happening. That's the halacha. You make the bracha as it's happening because it's a bracha vana. So just like it's usher to go ahead and to eat without making a bracha, Malaman points out, and other people say this also, it's usher to go ahead and benefit from the world without a bracha. So how can your eyes open up and not make a bracha? How can you go ahead and stand straight and not make a bracha? How can you recognize the fact that God took sleep away? So he says, therefore, it's actually not just a question of whether ladies are mechuyavos, it's an obligation. If you don't make a bracha, it's an isser. That's one point. The second point is like this. This is a sefer written by the Machzel Yahu. I just want you to know that what he says here is very good. It makes a lot of sense. He has another sefer, which I'm not exactly crazy about the sefer. I went to the history on this. Rav Malama quoted him. That's why I went to find the sefer itself. But I went to do a search and to find out who he was. He's a Rosh Hashiva in England. Do you ever hear of a book called Ozvar Levusha?
Yes.
Yeah. I think it's very extreme. Is it very extreme?
It's
a Sneas book. He wrote that book, by the way. I don't know. I never looked at it. Okay? It says like this. So he's very extreme? Okay,
well,
but...
Who is he, though?
He's a Rosh Hashiva in England, okay? That being said, again, what he says here makes a lot of sense. So we have to, you know, like we have to be able to whatever. I thought what he says here makes a lot of sense. So he's like this. So he says source number 5. He says Ladina Yesh Lahoros L'Nashim Shivarcha Brachas Hashachar. So he says Meikar Adin. You have to tell ladies to make Brachas Hashachar. Dinei Mishnebura says the Suffolk. And it's a question whether it's man grama or not. Okay, in other words, the question is, are you? It says if it's an obligation to do it at night also, then ein chrami. So everyone's mechuyav, it's not as man grama because it's a whole day. He says, but if it's not, you don't do it at night, then you know. He says then there's no chiyav, right? And he says therefore it depends. So if you're going to say it's only an obligation in the morning, okay. So he says, so then they're not mukhiyabas, but it's an obligation at night also, he says that they would do if only in the morning and not mukhiyabas, but it's a whole day and night in the archive. He says, it sounds like even though we're machmer not to make brachas at night, but it makes sense to say that it is an obligation at night also. So, but he goes like this. He says, "The what he wants to point out is like this. He wants to say, okay, and it's a very important halacha. He says that it's not true. Even if it's an obligation to go ahead and to say the brachas only in the first 4 hours, it's not a regular zman grama kind of obligation, okay." And let's see. So look at where the base is in parentheses. I'm going to have to finish a little bit early, so I just want to whatever the chlal. La nid ilias daiti yesh listafik tuva. In my mind, we have a big suffik. In la shita shemam achdalit. If you tell me that you can't say the brachas after 4 hours, right? Or he says harayim bchlal mitzvah shas mangrama. Who says it's mitzvah shas mangrama? She yeshalom or she brachas or shachar shehem birchas shavach hanogim lekimas levishta on mabokir birchas shachar, which are relevant to getting up in the morning and wearing clothes. Zmanim shayach rach b'shachris. He says it could be the only reason why is a limit of 3-4 hours is because that's when it happens. Shehu zman kimas levishas bnei adam. Who was he? Says in other words, just like when you go ahead and you're eating, the halacha to make a bracha when you're eating is only when you're eating. The same halacha applies to when you're getting up. Who has the man? The shavu adala tovatzalo. Uvazmor vavur hazman hazeh batal hasibul avarach berchaselu. And when this time passes, so there's no reason not to make these brachos. The cholk goes the ena b'chlau zman groma. He says, and he goes on, and he says like this. For example, so he gives an example. Let's say bikurim, and we don't have bikurim today. He says, so he says the halacha is that everyone has to bring bikurim. So if you have a lady who has her own fields and she has bikurim, she has an obligation to do what? To bring bikurim. So the two, that's the halacha. A lady has to bring bikurim. Keep that in mind, okay? So he says like this, all right? So the question is, but bikurim is not a whole year. Bikurim starts around Shavuos time. And I think it goes till Rosh Hashanah, where you say the whole parsha. And I think Rosh Hashanah till Chanukah, you can bring without saying the whole parsha. And that's it. So it's with the Sheish Man Grama, because it only extends from Shavuos time, I think, until Hanukkah.
It's a very long...
It doesn't make a difference, but it's still Zman Grama. It's still Zman Grama. Still Zman Grama. You know. A person is able to go ahead... A person is able to go ahead and to do their taxes from, let's say, for example, from the end of January, right, until April 15th in America.
And then extension.
And believe me, it's a very long time.
Yes.
And there are people who still miss their time, okay? It's the same thing when it comes to Bikurim. So even a long time, right? So he says, so the question is, why the Mechuyavos? See, he says, it's nothing to do with time. There's nothing in the essence about Shavuos time, something about Rosh Hashanah, Chanukah, to do with one thing. What's the halacha? You bring bikurim when?
There are fruits,
when the fruit ripens. He says, nothing to do with time. So, let's say, for example, if you could extend Gushas Eretz Yisrael in some way, obviously you can, to Australia, right? Or to South Africa, right? Then you would go ahead and you could bring bikurim, maybe in April or in January. So he says Valzek Hasav, he says Hatur Yevin, he says that's what Tur Yevin says. He says, so the fact you can't bring it, look at the fourth line of the next page. He says, Aval, had zman chanukah elach eino zman hava. It's not by itself. Because it's not the days that cause it. It's something else, something extraneous, all right? And that's like, for example, he says, let's say, for example, Birchas Ilanos. Made bracha on the tree. So I don't want to ask any personal questions here, but I hope most of you made the bracha on the tree. The bracha
always says that you
don't
have to wait till Nisan.
However, that I think only comes from Tu Bishvat. Okay, you got it.
No, obviously, yeah. You don't do a
shakti.
Right.
However, that being said, you should just know that if you wake up in June and July and you say, "Oh, I didn't make the brachas," right? It's too late. But ladies are obligated to make the brachas on the ilanos. Question is why? It's a mitzvah seis shazman grama. Right? So what's the answer? The answer is because it has nothing to do with Nisan. It has to do with Pesach. It has to do with the fact that that's the time when trees start blossoming. I forgot what they do. I once asked them what they do in the Southern Hemisphere. The truth is, I'm not even sure what they do because I never remember making these brachos.
Chutzlars.
Okay, fine. Okay.
Both were their signs on trees.
Okay. Anyway, I never... And the truth is, I have to tell you also, growing up in Chicago, right? We had a boysenberry tree in our yard,
but apples.
Yeah, but okay, crab apples, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who eats crab? People eat crab apples?
I don't know.
I'm not sure, but anyways, the reason is because not because of the day, and for example other issues that come up, which hopefully we'll discuss at some point, that really there's no problem. Let's say for example the fact that ladies don't do Kiddush Levana. Okay, it's one of the strange things that we don't do. There's no reason why they shouldn't do Kiddush Levana. For some reason, I think the reason they blame Chava for the fact that what happened to Levana, because you always blame the woman, right? That's the reason why. So for that reason, we don't make the brachas. But really, Meikra didn't, they could. Oh, but it's Mitzvah Shazman Grama. It's nothing to do with the time. It's the fact that you only make the bracha as the moon is getting larger, getting bigger, getting bigger. So he says like this. So what's the idea? The idea is, the idea of Birchas HaShachar has nothing to do with the time. It's not like davening. It's to do with the fact that that's when you get up, and that's when you're supposed to realize the bracha Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you. That's the bottom line. In other words, Birchas HaShachar is that's when you're supposed to realize. We're very busy a whole day. So, you know, it's very hard to stop and think and pause for a second and reflect. Wow, Baruch Hashem, I'm breathing. Baruch Hashem, I can see. Baruch Hashem, I'm walking straight or I can walk. It's very difficult. We're very busy. But in the morning when we wake up, that's when we're supposed to pause and reflect for a second. Look at all the brachas that Baruch Hu gave us. Right? So he says, so for that reason, that's a time to give it. So then you might ask me, hold on a second, if that's the case. So let's say you have people that, you know, get up, you know, at so I have no problem saying the brachas at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Baby was up all night and you get up at 12.
Yeah, 12. Let's say you wake up at 5 o'clock in the evening. Okay, I mean, now obviously I don't know that it happens, but let's say
it happens.
Teenagers, okay, teenagers. Baruch Hashem, I don't think I've been zochet to that yet, but you never know. Okay. But by the way, you can have a situation. Well, okay, someone's sick. So then we would actually say, don't make the brachas. But why not? It's a time to pause and reflect, right? You woke up. So you should pause and reflect that you woke up. There's no question about that. However,
after ski.
You know, that in the winter definitely could happen. You know, especially, by the way, maybe not here, it's a little more difficult, but, you know, certain countries, you know, it could happen. So, what do you go ahead and what do you do? See, he says the answer is that then you don't do it. Why? Because the brachos were enacted according to this, what most people do, right? And therefore, if you wake up a certain time, okay, you know.
So if you live in Scandinavia, you never have.
Well,
morning.
I don't know if people should live in those countries, but he says. So what's the idea? So that day he says like this. He says, and that's why Me'ikar Adin, as we said, if you stay up a whole night, you still make the brachas, right? So it's obviously better to go to some biyotze for you, right? But if you stay, you still make the brachas. I still remember one time in my father's yeshiva, Shavuos night, there was nobody that went to sleep that night. Nobody. Everyone was up the whole night. One year. And at that point, I remember the menahal of the yeshiva got up and made all the brachas, because you make the brachas on Seder Hayom. Make the brachas on Seder Hayom. That's the idea. He says if you look at the very end, I'm gonna have to finish soon. So he says like this, the last few lines are long, the vehedja she'ain lo hamagbolas mam be'etzem. The very end, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom of the second page. The reason we bake the brachas in the morning, because that's when you're supposed to go ahead and you're supposed to give pause and reflect. So then the time has, he says, the time has passed, not because it depends on the first 3-4 hours specifically. It just depends on the time when you're getting up. It happens. Now, if the people would have gotten up in those days at nighttime, right, the time would change, right? So therefore, since it doesn't depend on the specific time, but depends on the actions, it's not v'sashayz among Rama. And therefore, women are mechuyavos to say that. So I think what's important about this piece is because we make the brachos because it's the time to pause and reflect the blessings that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us. A lot of times you think, I got to make a bracha, but really it's a time to stop, pause, and reflect for the blessing that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us. So
here's my point. The brachos HaShachar are a wake-up call to reflect on Hashem's
word. Right. So we'll leave it here. Mitzvah Hashem, next week we'll deal with the rest of the brachos besides Birchas Torah. And the week after is the week of Ever Chanukah?
Yeah. Yes.
So then we'll do Hallel, and then after Chanukah we'll come back and we'll go back to Birchas Torah.
So next week
Well, next week is regular.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And week after, we also fine. Okay, I gotta run.